this is Jack Black talking to you about Mug Club. And if you want to see, or rather hear more, because maybe you're blind, you want to hear more impressions of Jack Black and Mr. Landau over there doing Mr. Harvey Fierstein, then you better sign up for Mug Club, because we keep it exclusive. And you know, you all know that Papa Black likes to keep it exclusive. Enjoy the show, buddy.
There was a little more.
I feel like you could have gone.
And I actually have something other than water in here this morning. I cheat. I usually do the coffee and stuff before the show.
Yeah.
This is all a lie. Just for people who...
It's just the fine liquids.
Paying attention. We have so much to get to today, by the way, you Neanderthals. We have the bill that just went through the House. What is it called again?
H.R. 1.
I'm horrible with numbers. H.R. 1. To protect
it's
you,
one,
democracy.
The first number.
It's the number one.
You got the new flu?
I guess technically zero is, but...
we'll be talking about that. We have some clips from Joe Biden. We have some science on masks and some announcements to make. There's another caravan.
Oh,
good.
The border. That's nice.
It's always a fun place.
No.
Dodge?
Yeah, it's always a fun place.
Thanks, Dave.
They're not sending their best. Can you believe that was the catalyst for Donald Trump's a racist? They're not sending their best, folks.
I thought it was hilarious.
It depends on what they're competing in.
It's true. Yeah.
Walking from one country to the next.
Yeah, it's like a marathon.
Fantastic.
Or the ability to hand teardrop tattoos. To freehand them.
Or to earn them.
Listen, it takes work, okay? Takes a long time to get it like perfect.
You don't want to have a teardrop that's not intimidating.
No, and you want to have, and it's going to be by hand. You can't, it's not a printing press.
So, we have Gerald in studio here. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm terrible. How are you, quarterback Garrett?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
And we have Dave Landau here. He's going to be in Omaha, Nebraska this weekend.
Boom.
Yes.
Right? By choice.
By choice. Friday and Saturday, you can see me at the Funny Bone in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes, and we have an announcement later on with Dave Landau. Are we making that right now, Token Allen, or later in the show?
Excuse me, later in the show.
Okay.
What was that?
All right, so before we move on with this...
I have
this,
to have my operation first.
This is a clip that's been going viral. I confirmed it is real. Just in case you doubted that the DNC has no confidence... in President Joe Biden. Watch this clip.
Do the many more things we know we have to do. So I want to thank you all. I really mean it from the bottom. I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
He doesn't know how to get off. He doesn't know how to exit
he
stage
smells
left.
Kids.
And she doesn't know how to exit stage left.
No.
It's like Tom Hanks in Punchline. They're both like, someone help me! They have no ability.
Save me.
By the way, people don't know. They think the Manchurian Candidate is from the film, and not even the classic film, but they think it's the film with Liv Schreiber, who, by the way, I like, even though he's a lip. Yeah, Manchurian Candidate comes from Manchuria. Watch the film The Last Emperor, where basically this guy was he was put in a position of power, and the Japanese said, you're going to sign this, and you can't leave the palace. That is Joe Biden. For crying out loud, there's a significant portion of our government who wants to remove his war powers. He's president.
It's like, it's not safe.
He's already misused them, so, you know.
Oh, boy.
It looks like how you would meet on Our Time, that dating site. Yeah. Like, you just hook your grandma up, and she's just sitting there like,
what's going
on? Huh? I haven't touched in years.
I gotta turn on the computer?
No.
It's saying download. Don't download.
Do not download. That happened to my 97-year-old
grandma.
What's a mouse? And I was like, did the guy sound like he was from Bangladesh? It's not real. By the way, China apologized. This has been going viral, but we always have to make sure that we fact check this. We do have some exclusive info. China did apologize to our former Vice President Joe Biden for the anal swab COVID tests. The spokesperson from Beijing assured Washington that the tests were given in error and that diplomatic personnel were exempt from the test. So, you know, they butt swabbed like 52 people.
Right. Multiple times, I think.
You know, people were talking about, like, you know, future wars are not going to be fought with infantry and tanks.
Right.
They thought it's going to be fought on the cyber warfare, codes, right, translations, all this kind of technology. They didn't include ass Q-tips.
No.
No. Didn't see that coming.
We think of it more as a pH strip for your asshole.
Yeah. How does that apology go?
Oh my word, you're a base.
I got a bigger Q-tip. How about you two Americans go ass to ass?
Oh, no.
No Requiem for a Dream references this early in the show, Mr. Landau. But we actually do have the exclusive. We do have the exclusive. Because they did get it wrong. It was not 52 people. And I want to make sure we correct the record. We have the exclusive audio of our former vice president with the Chinese something.
Hello? Yeah, man. It's former Vice President Joe Biden.
What is it?
It's former Vice President Joe Biden. You swabbed 52 of my ambassadors. What gives,
man? Oh, no. Only two.
Only two?
Yeah, only two.
No, it says here.
No, yeah, hold on. I have a logbook. Yeah, no, here, only two said Eric Swalwell swabbed one time and 51 time Pete Buttigieg.
Well, that
that makes sense
that's
now.
True.
Well, look, if you get back in the line again, it really is your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you just got out of line.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has like the Disney World fast pass.
It's a kink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me.
Did you? I'm sorry. Weren't you on this water slide? Nope. You haven't seen me before. Yeah.
How many fake mustaches do you have? It's not me.
Endless.
Him and his husband are both wearing like a trench coat on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, it's just like Alfalfa and Buckwheat and Little Rascals. Like, yeah.
Why are you so unstable?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
I have the sniffles.
It was weird when he started picking his own swabber. I want him.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
What is? You don't get to pick him, but he's good. Good taste.
Yes.
By the way, this is the thing that everyone is talking about. We have so much. We have the bill to get to on voting rights. We have the immigration issue that's going on. Which, by the way, is we're talking about masks, of course, too.
Oh, geez.
This is my question to you. You know, the best thing you can do is comment. But a genuine question is, when do you think it will be socially acceptable to stop wearing masks? Because we had 15 days to flatten the curve.
Right.
Then we had it would be 2020. And now you have Fauci saying into 2022. Genuinely, if you had to estimate, when do you think people will actually pay attention to the science and say, you know what, you don't have to wear a mask anymore? At least, when do you think you don't have to double mask?
Yeah.
And I don't want to, and I hate, I understand there's a lot of division, there's a lot of polarization, but if I see someone in a crowd, just to be clear, wearing a double mask, you're immediately my enemy. Yeah. That's reductive. Yeah.
I think April 2020 would be a good time.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. Exactly. I guess.
Yeah. I think a good time would be DeLorean. That's what I think.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Back there.
There's no reason for it.
No, not at all.
I still wear them. For others, that's
see, I don't. Yeah. I don't wear them. I just say, well, if I do, if someone says you have to wear a mask, I just go. I never wash it.
I put
it on, and they go, "What is that supposed to mean?"
Yeah.
I thought you were a scientist.
I always wear it below my nose just to piss them off. Be like, I actually have a mask on, sir.
Oh, but I forgot to tell you. By the way, you can follow me on Instagram. I forgot this. Louder with Crowder, and it's a live show Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. I don't know what else. Is there anything else I need to talk about there?
Oh, we got the Womix History Month.
No, we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that?
I don't want to. I don't want to give those Womix the time of day.
Throw those Womix away.
So here's Joe Biden. This is going viral. And to be clear, he didn't call Texans and Mississippians Neanderthals.
Okay.
He said that if you don't listen to him exactly, it's Neanderthal thinking. Oh, now, I want to go through this. I want to see what you got. There was one thing that I noticed right away about this clip that nobody else was pointing out. But I want to walk you through this. With just let's use the scientific process, okay? And let's test the hypothesis. Let's go through a process of elimination here as to what is going wrong and what might be fruitful as it relates to his guidance here wearing a mask. Oh. So here he is referring to half the country as thinking like Neanderthals.
Texas and Mississippi.
I think it's a big mistake.
Look,
I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask.
Okay. Notwithstanding the fact that, is there anything more Neanderthal-like in behavior than sniffing your prey? let's follow the
Those
science,
tactics,
right?
Those are thinking. Tactics.
Let's follow the mask science, right? That's right there on the package. Quarter black air. Come on, get there on the TriCaster. Right there on the
there
package. Does not protect against COVID-19.
Where did you find one written in English?
Well, that's where it's made.
Oh.
There you go. And just in case you think that I'm making this up, overlay of the box where your mask comes from. I think every box that I've seen, it says does not protect against COVID-19.
It's my favorite bedroom move.
That's great.
And you know what? Here's the thing. He says the science. We're just talking about the science that he agrees with.
Right.
Right. Specifically, because there's a lot of science out there that says, well, you know what? Actually, masks. There are different degrees of efficacy.
Yeah.
Specifically, let's go to the CDC. Let's just use the CDC because that's the only authoritative source for science now. Ignore PubMed. CDC says you need to make sure that your mask covers your nose and mouth and secure it under your chin. It must fit snugly against the sides of your face. Do you mean like this? Yeah.
Oh, it's so snug.
Great example.
He's covering his eyes in that one.
It's like,
but here's the thing, too, because I know you're going to say we're all science deniers. We all acknowledge here, right? We want to acknowledge the science. It's really important, according to the CDC, to make sure that it fits snugly against your face. Because otherwise, the mask would be rendered entirely useless, according to the CDC. Now they've tried to update it, but every other major study that we've seen, if you don't have it snug to your face, it could be rendered entirely useless through the fact that you may, if perhaps at some point, find yourself uncomfortable at all touch the front of the mask, right? This is from the CDC. And this is also why, and I'll go back to that, we had a mask shortage. Remember, people don't remember this. You can't just keep reusing a mask. Again, the science. Remember this?
I have to tell you, the throwing away of the mask, being in private business, the throwing away of the mask right away, they're thrown away. And when you hear 55 million masks were ordered, I'm saying 55 million, how could it possibly be such a number? And they say, oh, that's just a small fraction of what we need. And I said, why aren't we sanitizing masks? You know, you look at the masks, I've looked at all the different masks. Some don't lend themselves to doing that, I think, but many do. And I said, why aren't we have very good liquids for doing this, sanitizing the masks. And that's something they're starting to do more and more.
Now, look, everything that he said there was scientifically accurate. He just said it in a way that sounds as though it isn't so.
Right.
Like a layman.
What he meant to say is, he goes, you know, why are we have very fine liquids. He means to say maybe we have some non-corrosive sanitizers that we can use in these masks. It would have been a non-issue if the way you and Biden are wearing a mask actually works. We wouldn't have to worry or figure out the technology or spend hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer dollars to figure out how to sanitize and recycle masks.
Yeah, but at least he's, you know, talking about the mask as opposed to Biden who's putting it over his eyes, who I assume just falls asleep like a pet bird.
Oh, is it bedtime? Okay.
Why is there newspaper under my chair?
What's sanitized bed?
And you know what's weird is every time I eat, I think that I eat my food. It looks like I didn't eat my food.
Give me a baby to sniff. I need to be up for 2 more hours. That's my crack.
Just like an ammonia smelling where you just...
Yeah. Wake him up, wake him up.
That was its spine, huh? So
I break baby necks.
We talk about, right, we're talking about the science. Donald Trump saying, how do we sanitize a mask? Because, again, according to the CDC and everywhere that you can find science, if you touch your mask, it's no longer useful.
Null and void.
That's why we had the initial pandemic. Remember PPE? We
didn't know. Yeah.
So I want you to keep in mind here, folks, again, packaging says masks don't protect against it. I think that it protects other people from you if it's fit perfectly and you don't touch it.
Right.
Keep in mind that the former vice president, commander-in-chief, is seen here, same clip, it's 1 minute. Let's see how many times he touches his pedophilic face. Go.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease because of the way in which you're able to get vaccines in people's arms. We've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot. And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal.
That looks snug. I can see the sides of his nostrils.
Take off your mask. Forget it.
Which, by the way, means you're in the danger zone of Joe.
Is that Bobby Kennedy on the right?
Yes. I'm not sure. I think it is.
As of yesterday, we had lost 511,874.
40-something seconds in, three times.
We're going to lose thousands more. This will not occur.
He's giving it a massage at this point.
Look how far down on his face that is.
Getting a shot in someone's arm and getting a second shot, you're going to take time.
Come on.
And it's critical.
Do it.
Do one more time.
Critical.
Do one more time.
That they follow the science. Wash your hands.
Science. Like that mask is blocking particles coming out of his nose.
Wear a mask.
You could still snot rocket on the Bobby Kennedy statue. Four!
There it is.
Four!
One more time. Listen to the science.
You could give him hair plugs with cobwebs.
Right.
He's just not a healthy looking decoration.
He's not a healthy looking man. That's four!
Four!
Four violations of scientific protocol.
We're being generous here. You're saying that it makes the mask ineffective. It not only does that, where do you think any virus that's stopped is residing?
Yeah, especially right if you just shook Pete Buttigieg's hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Now when he touches the doorknob or shakes somebody's hand or writes with his pen on
grabs a small child.
The stuff there. Exactly. Yeah. When you smell a small child, you have
what
to
grab. What it does is you put the virus on your mask and now you're aspirating you're aspirating mask virus.
Then you're touching it. That's why we've never in the history of human history, I shouldn't say that. We've never masked healthy people. We've never said, hey, healthy people always wear masks.
Let's follow this logic trail. They try to say Donald Trump was not prepared. Okay, but you fought banning any immigration, banning any travel from the place where the virus originated, which, by the way, you said maybe didn't originate there. Yeah. Okay, fine. So that's what you said. Then you said, oh, look, even though the stockpiles were depleted because of Barack Obama.
Oops.
8 years. This former vice president. Yeah. Who was in there. You blamed Donald Trump for not having enough PPE. Well, how could you not have enough PPE if the masks can just be reused? There really is. It's recycle. Yeah. That's all it is. I thought they were the party of recycling. And now they want to blame you for denying science, for using masks in a way which, if it worked, they could have never actually validated their attack on Donald Trump and conservatives for depleting the PPE pile, because it's a never-ending pile of masks that you stuff in your glove compartment next to your paper food napkins.
Well, you don't even count the the shield, the face shield.
Oh, those are funny.
Like I get on a plane. It's a face shield if you're Asian, as well as the whole like suit. Have you seen that? The whole white suit, like you're making meth.
Wait, people.
If the face shield, worked, the popcorn shrimp at Golden Corral would be the cleanest place on earth.
Oh, absolutely. And I think
they have popcorn shrimp at the Golden Corral.
Yeah,
chance it. See how it
buddy,
goes.
Yeah. They got everything at the Golden Corral.
Have you been to Golden Corral?
I will say, I don't believe in predatory capitalism the way that people portray it, but that is designed to victimize fat people. Oh, a chocolate fountain!
I can't design.
It's also depending what you're into. It's an eye candy factory.
Well, it's not sanitary. As a kid, I actually took BBW. One of the spoons and dipped it in and put it up to my mouth, and I could see like a manager going.
You did that?
I did.
Gerald, that's perverse.
Well, that was a young man. I didn't know any better.
That was a young man.
Well, that just means it's blossomed into something worse that you keep a secret.
Yeah,
but
meanwhile,
I did, after licking it, put it back in. I was very courteous to put the spoon back into the...
Yeah, well, the health the nut behind you is about to dump it all over his lasagna and fries. Yeah, you don't want to get anybody sick at the Corral. Everybody's got 1 foot from diabetes.
Which, by the way, it also throws off the way station.
The way station?
It throws off the way station, because that's how they see how much you can eat, because they're missing feet.
Oh, yes.
They weigh that you would put them down a weight class. It's like, you're not a junior welterweight. No, he's just missing from the calf down. Hey, hit the notification bell if you're subscribed, because apparently subscriptions don't mean a whole lot on YouTube.
Basically nothing.
And again, we're just live every Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. Eastern. And you know what, though, I will say, I've been trying, you know this, Quarterback Garrett. I've been trying to pay for anyone here, and this is true, anyone in the office who wants a vaccine. I've said, I will pay for it.
Multiple times.
Period. And you don't want it. You're vaccine apprehensive.
No, I don't feel.
So is Tokunawan.
Apprehensive.
And it's a problem, because not everyone, but you know what? I will be damned if we don't reach herd immunity. And so I have to take, look, sometimes being heavy wears the crown, I have to take matters into my own hands. Let's do this.
Will you pay for anal swabs?
Just wondering.
Oh, feels like a vaccine in my neck.
That is a
needed
tough
to be
job.
Done.
Got a freaking dart in your neck, man.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
We're going to move on to this bill, the voting bill, which, by the way, is a violation of your human rights, but we'll get back to that in a second.
Yeah, we have other things to talk about first.
Here is an authoritative source, someone who is actually involved with the interrogation in the Capitol riot right now. And I know people want to say this is fake news. No, no. So here you can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. In this case, the horse kind of looks like Tina Fey had a baby with a Superman's jawline.
Strong jawline.
Very strong.
No
very
firearms. Strong. Let's keep this in mind here. I don't know if you... No firearms were recovered at the Capitol riot at all.
How many firearms confiscated in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds during that day?
To my knowledge, we have not recovered any on that day from any other arrests at the scene at this point. But I don't want to speak on behalf of Metro and Capitol Police, but to my knowledge, none.
So nobody's been charged with an actual firearm weapon in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds.
Correct.
Now, look, this is not to say that hitting someone in the head with a fire extinguisher is without fault.
Supposedly, yeah.
But, supposedly. Well, not the officer, but there were some people using, MacGyvering weapons.
Sure.
The point is, no one here is saying that any acts of violence, particularly against innocent people, is anything short of reprehensible. That's not what we're saying. But keep in mind, what was sold to you, people stormed with guns. Remember, these authoritative sources, which are available, of course, these are what are used for YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, basically four companies who control all your information. They use these sources as fact checkers. Something else, I noticed this. You know what? Just do this experiment now. Yesterday, it took 2 pages, Tokunawan. Run a search, guns. No guns at Capitol riot or no guns recovered at Capitol riot. It will show you articles from back then that say people with guns at the Capitol
riot.
Guns
are everywhere.
Still, today. And I'm sure it'll change once we do this video. Like of course. Nevada voter rolls changed overnight. But again, these are the people who are authoritative sources. Why is there no accountability? Think of how scary that is. And think of how scary it is that you have a puppet candidate right now, effectively like the last emperor of Manchuria. Think about it, you have a candidate right now who will sign anything that's put in front of them, and you have Democrats who are absolutely gung-ho. They are married to the idea of ensuring that there is more censorship for hate speech and fake news on social media. Reuters? CNN?
Yeah.
You guys were wrong. You guys were wrong. Where's the retraction?
And not only that, but right now they're actually saying today, and supposedly, if not today, maybe 2 days from now is when Donald Trump is supposed to be, triumphantly returned to the presidency of the United States.
And the conspiracy theorists?
Yeah, exactly. They're saying that this is something that's a legitimate threat, so we have to keep the fences up. We have to keep the barbed wire up. We have to keep this place looking like a militarized zone.
It's a war camp.
And next week, when this stuff doesn't happen, I pray to God nobody's dumb enough to try to do anything stupid on either one of these days.
Yeah, come on.
But after that, they're going to come up with something else. Well, we have to keep it because maybe in June things will come back. I don't really know. We have to keep the National Guard.
Right.
We have to keep the fences and the power that we have.
We're going to put some permanent walls up.
Yeah,
right, yeah,
absolutely.
I carry bear spray.
I do, too. I don't think that's a weapon. Yeah. I think it's just a defense.
Well, it's because he spent a lot of time at Golden Corral.
Yeah. Well, no. It's a cologne I wear to attract them.
I thought you would need whale spray if you're going to Golden Corral.
Yes.
to rucking season. Is it bears or is that just moose?
I think that's just that's deer.
I have rucking.
Do you think everybody gets their own cart? Their mobility cart at Golden
Right
Corral.
At the door. Here you go.
Hey,
just
in a Joe
yours.
Biden presidency, yes, you can.
Because Bird Scooters is going to make a killing.
Oh, they are.
Hover around.
Hey, look, it says there are 19 available hover carts near the popcorn shop.
Is there a more well-built machine than that? I mean, what a sturdy dirty.
Do I have to download the app?
Let's tip it.
Just mash the phone with your palm. We know that the thumbs don't necessarily set off the haptic touch screen.
Yes, if you want to make a reservation, just hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Also, you're brave and beautiful. Hey, by the way, when we do Mug Club after this, it's going to be a fun show. We have some announcements too here with Dave Landa, but we'll be doing impressions and improv here behind the scenes where we'll take your suggestions. So you will suggest scenarios for me and Dave Landa, and we'll see what it'll be like. Improv Olympics, only not crappy.
Oh, well, sweet.
Good. I was like, okay, I see Robert De Niro at a Starbucks.
Aww.
Where's my latte? Right? That's what you're doing.
Or, that looked like him, though.
I'd rather swallow a shotgun and be listed as a COVID death.
Or any improv you've ever done at a bar. Like, all right, can I get an object?
Dildo.
Okay, anything else? Another dildo.
A second dildo.
Something else. Your COVID mom, swab.
Your mom's dildo.
Yes. This is family improv.
Okay, guys, okay.
See, this is anybody. Family improv. That's why we have team jerseys. You're a dildo.
Oh, boy.
All right, so let's go. This is something else that's going on right now. Remember that caravan that was charging to the border just in time for Biden's inauguration, which is not a problem, by the way, for natural-born American citizens or legal immigrants. But let me refresh your memory. This one.
I thought that was the new Jordans coming out.
Hey, talk about my Jordans.
I love Jordans. Great.
So the lax immigration policies have... I've been watching too much Biden. Policies. They've just begun. The number here... I'm horrible with numbers. This is where I do have to look down. I just have numbers written in front of me. 108 illegal immigrants have been released at the southern border despite testing COVID positive. So keep in mind, this is what happens, right? You need to wear two masks.
What?
You need to shut down your businesses because we need to make sure that the pandemic doesn't spread while we release illegal aliens with COVID. We need to make sure that we protect the vote of the people. We need to, this is for the people bill. It's number one. Number one is in the bill because it's our number one priority. And by the way, we're not going to ask for any voter identification, and we're going to do mass mail-in voting, which can go to said tested positive illegal immigrants because they don't have a social security number.
Why
but
not?
We're doing it for you. You shut down your business. Your vote gets canceled out because we love you. It has nothing to do with needing a new voting base.
Too many illegal immigrants were getting picked up and wanting that 2-week vacation in quarantine, though.
Right, so yeah.
I think that's why
they're
doing
catch
and release.
They are child holding facilities.
Ah.
Oh. It's a gymboree with a few ICE agents.
Pillow fights, ghost stories.
And this is something that's deeply disturbing.
Ghost stories about your dad that just got shot by a Border Patrol.
Jeez. But most likely the drug cartel did the shooting, let's be honest.
And by
the
way, well, my dad is
and we'll be
drug
doing
cartel.
That next week. We'll be talking about Vice. They have a whole video on this, which basically is the most self-defeating segment I think I've ever seen in my life. But I would like to know, again, comment. That's the best thing you can do here on YouTube is just tune in, you know, sometime at 10 a.m. Eastern. Again, what other rationalization could there be for shutting down people's businesses, demanding that people double mask, saying we're not going to return to a normal, and then releasing illegal immigrants who you know have already tested positive for COVID.
Yeah.
What other rationalization can there be if we have inherently altruistic motives? I used to say this, I don't believe in attributing motive, and I'm still not, but I'm just looking at the results here, and it's really hard to think of another reason. And here's the thing. We have yet another, today, migrant caravan at the border. Exclusive footage. We go to it live right now.
Wow.
It's chaotic. Really chaotic.
It's a mess.
I hope he finds his maracas.
I hope he does.
I think Cuomo and Whitmer are actually saying, hey, COVID-19 people, immigrant, send them to us. We'll put them in the old folks' homes.
Right.
We've got a place for them.
Have we sent over the three amigos to stop them?
Yes.
Infamous.
They got taken out by MS-13. The Redux is a very different film.
We're just getting a bag of Martin Short's fingers.
Right. Well, I thought when
it's just Steve Martin's head on a turtle.
Yeah, just white hair on a turtle.
I thought this was actually kind of like really mean. We were releasing them back into Mexico to go reinfect people. It was like, oh, that's brutal.
No.
Why would they do that? Oh, that's on us.
We're releasing them back into El Paso.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, by the way, hey, let's also try and create a federal prohibition of stand your ground laws. What could go wrong for people on the southern border there?
Nothing.
I wanted to do a video, but apparently we can't because it's illegal, where I just hired a bunch of illegal immigrants to pass out masks.
Really?
And make them wear masks because they don't. And apparently, it's not, I don't know if it's illegal, but it's frowned upon. You can ask my half-Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond. He'll be on, I think.
Such a killjoy. Gosh.
Yeah, come on.
So the house they passed, it's a HR1. It's always hard for me to remember these. There's H1, N1.
Puff and stuff.
H1 visas. Yep. And now you have HR1 for the People Act. And this is basically a bill regarding elections with sweeping national legislation, which, if you look at all of it, in aggregation, is clearly meant to wipe out the vote of legitimate voters who have identification and want secure elections.
Yeah.
But don't take my word for it. Here's Nancy Pelosi with visual aids.
So here we are, set on the floor. This reminds me of what it must have felt like at Valley Forge.
I'm so important.
Everything is at stake. We must win this race, this fight for this bill. Because at the same time as we are gathering here to honor our democracy across the country. Over 200 bills are being put together, provisions are putting forth to suppress the vote. To suppress the vote, how could it be? How do we pledge allegiance to the flag in capital, this temple of democracy,
while it's the only one she could lift.
Supporting voter suppression across the country, the
red and yellow China flag was too heavy.
Yeah, way too heavy.
I guess this will do.
It's at home where she prays to it.
Right.
Could bums please stop pooping in my driveway also? Is that on the bill?
As well.
Please.
Oh, yes. My God. So here's another guy talking. Do we know who this? I forgot who this guy is. But the For the People Act, is. They say that it's meant to repair our broken democracy.
Mondaire
and,
Jones.
They say that Republicans oppose the bill because, they want to suppress your vote. This is more from the rally. All of the videos, all of the sources are available at louderwithcrowder.com. So you can watch them in their entirety. So I won't subject you to too much more, but this one's relevant.
When I think back to the struggles of my family, they can be traced to one common cause, and that is our broken democracy. The reason healthcare, higher education, and housing are out of reach for so many millions of Americans is due to the fact that our democracy was not set up to reflect the will of everyday people.
After that enormous turnout, we saw Republican legislatures all over the country try and stop that voting, to stop the absentee voting, to impose barriers, to make it harder for Americans to vote. H.R. 1 would put a stop to that.
And looks it's like absolutely the junk lady Muppet from
because
Labyrinth.
Nothing else happens
it's not a beauty
unless
pageant.
The people's voices are heard.
Yeah, she just walks up to the border with a sack going, "You betsy boo, you need you betsy boo, we won't need this identification, we won't need this." People who are fans of 80s Muppet era films, you're welcome.
You'll get it.
You'll get it.
I have no idea. I want to build a barrier just between her and the camera.
Good luck.
So let me be really clear here. This bill is designed to ensure that no Republican, no conservative, no constitutionalist ever wins an election again. That's actually what it's designed to do. I think you have that right there. We have a collage eye there token on. And let me be really clear before I get into what's in the bill. The suggestions that we have from our side of the aisle, I'm not a moderate, okay, let me be clear, and I don't think that this is that moderate, identification to vote, to prove that you have a valid address, to have to request a mail-in ballot with a valid reason to vote absentee, and that's about it. That's about it. I'm the radical insurrectionist is the term. And I was like, I don't know. I think someone should have to, present the same amount of verification as they did when they would have to go through the swinging doors at the family video.
I think you should be able to vote over and over again like Pete Buttigieg in an anal swab.
Yes.
Also, an address that exists helps.
That does help.
We should add that to the list.
But if they prove you're missing, you should be able to have someone change it for you.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, only at night.
Yeah. And by the way, if you do not have a driver's license, picture of your face on a milk carton will do.
It works.
By the way, I love how these guys are crying democracy when the parliamentarian comes out and says, "Hey, by the way, you can't shoehorn that $15 minimum wage in there." Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. We have to get rid of that provision.
Stop with your race.
You can also get a state ID. You don't just have to have a driver's license.
That's true.
You get a state ID. Trust me. DUIs.
Gotcha.
This guy had party plates.
And even if you are currently incarcerated for a DWI, you can vote. So this rule, this law here, look, let me walk you through this really quickly. Yeah. It allows same day and automatic registration. I don't know how that'll work when ballots get returned before they're sent out.
Oops.
Expand early voting. It prohibits any kind of voter ID. Prohibits signature requirement. That one doesn't even make sense. They try to say voter ID because of literacy tests. Just you know what? How about a fingerprint? How about the Golden Corral? Just some greasy smears from the popcorn shrimp. As long as it's consistent, mandates no excuse absentee voting, one absentee ballot application for all future elections, forces states to accept mail-ins up to 10 days after the election day. It allows for ballot harvesting. It allows 16-year-olds to register to vote. It has they want to have districts redrawn by unelected bureaucrats, limits the ability to clean up voter rolls, and basically it legalizes fraud. Oh, also, by the way, as we've all been clamoring for, it'll make the cesspool of filth and sadness that is Washington, D.C., a state.
Oh, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
That's great.
There's a lot of arguments right now on whether D.C. should be a state. And what you have to remember is if it is, with 700,000 people, they get two senators that will almost forever be Democrat, right? So that totally throws. It's also unconstitutional. Maryland gave them land so that Washington, D.C., the capital, could be separate from any state and not dependent on any state. If they were dependent on them to vote for the city council, to vote if they got electricity in the White House when Trump was there, don't you think they would have screwed with him just a little bit?
Yeah.
Like mess with him? We set this up so we would never
have
to deal
with hilarious.
That. Yeah. If here's the thing. If you want those people to be able to have representation like this, you have to give the land back to Maryland.
Yeah.
We have a provision that says you cannot create another state from another state's property. It's Maryland's property, guys. You guys don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Look at him with the history lesson.
It's insane.
It's unbelievable.
Halfway through, I was just thinking, what?
I didn't know.
I feel like Donald Trump would be the least fun person for practical jokes or improv like we'll be doing later.
Yes.
Like, hey, do you have Prince Albert in a can? I don't smoke.
Listen.
You like burgers?
No. Why did you ask me that?
Oh, no.
Stop. Stop. Okay, well, sir, as the Improv Olympics, you were just... Hey, no. Hey, listen. Excuse me. Stop.
Speaking.
Yeah, he just opens up one of those nut cans with the spring in it and just is like...
He's out.
What is this?
Have you had health inspection here? There's a snake in this can of pecans, okay? Well, no, that's part of... Excuse me. Excuse me. No. Improv with Donald Trump.
Who is that? Hey,
great stand-up.
Heywood, you blow me? Hello?
What? It does sounds like a bullshit name. Heads, look for a you blow me. You'll probably find him on the Nevada voter rolls. I don't smoke. By the way, hey, just comment. That's the best thing you can do here on YouTube. I don't know. Comment. I don't know where we have the announcement. Do we have the Dave Lando announcement here ready?
Yeah. Well, it's at the bottom of the.
It's at the bottom of the.
Can you bring it up? Can we do it now? For people who don't know, actually, Dave Lando, we've been circulating third chair for a while. Half Asian Bill Richmond, my lawyer, cannot be here that often because he has to go into court. He comes in to discuss legal issues.
Yeah.
But Dave Lando is going to become a permanent member of the Lotto with Crowder family. Emily, how are you, sir?
I'm excited.
I have no idea what we're waiting on.
I don't know, but I just wanted to...
Well, we're going to be doing an initiation later.
It's a little later.
Mug Club only. But we're really glad to have you.
I know you'll be in
Omaha, Nebraska.
I'm a little nervous now.
I need to say, I like you a lot better than the other person that was in that chair.
Who are you talking about?
Oh. Just saying.
Come on. What is with you and you want voter ID?
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
You want to do away with my half Asian lawyer?
Well, I just want him dead. I don't want him gone.
Well, that's because you want half of him gone. You can't get rid of half without him dying. Don't think that you snuck one in on us, you racist son of a bitch. So,
he really does use Asian slurs a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, you should see behind
the scenes. Especially when ordering food. You're like, come on, man. They're going to spit in it.
And the restaurant's Italian.
Don't worry. It was your food I was ordering.
You just called an Italian guy a zipperhead.
Right.
At least get your slurs
right. Which doesn't even make any sense. We primarily used aircraft when we were fighting them in World War II. They wouldn't have actually had the tread marks from the tank, so Zipperhead doesn't apply here. You stupid son of a bitch.
Come on, what a goofy
bitch.
Hide in the trees, throw meatballs.
Here's something else, too. Something else. This has not been politicized in other countries. Like, we've talked about this. Suppressors in the UK, in a lot of areas like the UK, where they don't even allow you to have guns, and their cops have billy clubs. They use suppressors when they hunt. But in the United States, everyone thinks that it's going to be an installment of The Godfather.
Yeah.
Same thing with voting, with mass mail-in voting. You look at this law, you have the Democrats and the Republicans in the country. People go, Republicans are far right. No, look, it's not that there's been a divide that's widened here in this country. Let's be really clear. It's that all parties have moved further to the left. Let me just give you a prime example of a Democrat. You go JFK, okay?
Yeah.
JFK continued Vietnam. JFK reduced taxes. When you look at what JFK did, JFK believed in a strong national defense. JFK still was somewhat Catholic when he wasn't banging Marilyn Monroe, but you understand, we're not all perfect.
Somewhat.
And then you have Ronald Reagan. You look at Ronald Reagan, again, reducing taxes. You look at his policies that were pro-life. And then you compare that with, say, George W. Bush. You compare that with, say, now allowing men to beat up girls in college wrestling. Everyone has moved to the left. And so when people say, I'm a centrist because I'm being reasonable. No, look, there's nothing unreasonable about staying the course, everyone veering off, and you saying, no, I'm not going with you. Well, why are you staying there? Why are you being so unreasonable? Why are you widening the chasm? Because you want to put four-year-olds on puberty blockers. How about that? Just as a jumping off point.
You're a Neanderthal.
No, it's Neanderthal thinking.
Oh, thinking, sorry.
It's a backhanded thinking. Way of calling you a Neanderthal, sir.
Nobody wants to see a young man 5 years old with tits.
Well, Joe Biden wants to sniff him.
Oh.
No. So here's let's go to Europe, okay, really quickly. In European countries, they find these changes absolutely absurd. Most of them either outright ban or limit
so they're
mail-in
racist.
Voting. Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
63% of the EU only allow mail-in votes for people living abroad. Completely living abroad. 78% of organization. This is I don't know what this organization is exactly, but apparently it's some kind of a golden international standard.
Okay.
Again, the sources are available at letterwithcrowder.com. 78% of Organization for Economic Cooperation members and development. Economic Cooperation and EOCD is what it's called.
OECD.
EOCD. Don't smoke. Stop. Only allow mail-in votes for people abroad or require a photo identification for mail-in ballots. France knows how... France, by the way.
Yeah.
The only soldiers who go in with a standard-issue individual white flag, they understand how absurd mail-in voting is.
Yeah.
That's why they banned it in 1975, and it's been banned ever since. France!
The bastion of democracy.
Think about this for a second. They're looking at us as though we're fools. When people talk about improving our international standing, you think that creating mass mail-in voting without voter ID is getting people in Belgium to respect us? By the way, who needs their respect? They put mayonnaise on their fries. Bomb them.
Yeah. I thought to vote there, you just needed a croissant and a red balloon.
Effectively.
Oh, yeah. And a beret. A beret helps.
Yeah, beret.
Helps. 99.
You need more than one.
I love those. Yeah.
The problem is then you float away from the precinct.
That's true.
I'm silly.
The whole argument we're having here. I'm just going to keep on going as though nothing happened.
There's mimes there. You don't even have to speak the language to be entertained.
Especially in French. In France, their sense of humor is Jerry Lewis or a paper mache hat. It is just the worst sense of humor.
Oh, that's so
beating
funny.
Up a mime is not funny, Dave. Okay?
What is it?
Mimes being beaten. Gosh.
No.
That's hilarious.
That's the only way a mime is funny.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I would love to see a mime in a blow chair. So he's not doing anything. He's just in a blow chair.
This is a lazy mime.
This is a very bad profession.
It looked like you had something to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, the whole point of this is actually to try not to limit anything. And by the way, if you're a poor white person, Asian person, black person, Hispanic, aren't you... just
Hispanics.
Out of your mind pissed off at Democrats that say that you're too stupid or lazy to get an ID. You have no abilities that allow you to walk somewhere, take a bus somewhere, drive somewhere, take an Uber, and get an ID or do it by mail.
Right.
You're supposed to be securing elections, and that's all we're trying to do with this.
Yeah, especially now there's IDs at Golden Corral.
they knew their target ID. Audience. And they were where can we find them? The Corral. Okay.
And by the way, I want to get to these before we go to the other clip from Nancy Pelosi. This is, I think we have overlay. I think it's O. Look, before this year, it was common knowledge that mass mail-in voting was susceptible to fraud, right? This is something that everybody knew, that people agreed upon. And this is something, for more proof, Abraham Lincoln. You know this. Abraham Lincoln nearly scammed out of the presidency.
Absolutely.
Explain that for people who know. It was in 1864.
Right? So the Civil War was still going on, and you had people that wanted to stop the Civil War and end it that were in the Democrat Party, and so they were supporting the other guy. And so they said, all right, well, all the troops are still stationed places. We'll just go ballot harvesting. Hello, California. Anybody remember what that's like?
Right.
We'll go up there and get all their votes. Woods. And what they found is, and this is what people say, why would there be mass fraud? I can't believe they would do that. You literally had generals supplying the votes for people and rooms of people set up just passing them down the chain. Here, sign this one for this guy. Aha, he's dead or he's wounded, but it's okay. He cast a good vote is what one general was quoted as saying. And only because a guy went up there to make sure the vote was okay did we find this out and those votes get thrown out.
So think about this for a second. Today, Democrats believe that if you're a minority, you are too stupid or inept to procure an identification.
Yes.
I can't even use the internet.
Or you're not even a legal immigrant, right?
Yeah.
So really, you go back to... Democrats have been screwing Republicans racistly out of votes since 1864.
Since
racist Democrats tried to screw the man who freed the slave with mass mail-in votes, and the same people now tell black people they're too stupid to take part in our democratic process. But it's for you, the people!
Lincoln's wife sure was a goofy bitch.
She... Behind every...
What a goofy bitch.
Yeah, did you ever hear that? That was a speech that's not very popular from
anybody.
He said, you know, however, behind every great man is a great woman? I used to think that, too.
Yeah. I think I gave her the syphilis. She's always complaining about headaches. I freed the what?
Looks strikingly like Sally Field.
Yeah. Are we putting Biden in Abraham Lincoln's place?
I freed That's the new sketch. Similar. New oh, sketch. Gosh. Write it down.
I didn't know I signed that proclamation thing.
And here's something else to the Democrats. Again, they're palming it. It's like shaking the baby rattle at the mall when you take the picture with Santa. Say, oh, what's that? They try to make you don't think about mass mail-in voting fraud, which is well known across the world and was known in this country really up until a year ago. Just ask Amy Klobuchar. Just ask Elizabeth Warren. Just ask Jimmy Carter. But they try and say this bill is to keep big dark money out of politics. Here's Pelosi.
This is called the For the People bill. And in doing so, we combat big dark special interest money in politics Racist. And amplify the voice of the American people. So today, members of Congress will have a choice. They will have a choice to vote for the people's interest or to vote with the special interest and
giving special interest a continual hand
big,
job
dark money which suffocates the system.
It's nonstop.
Gosh.
It's but like a
by the way,
hand.
I guess really a Freudian body slip, because do you mean special interest like the $74 million from Wall Street Ooh. That went to Biden compared to $18 million to Donald Trump? Is that what you mean? Is that what suddenly switched Elizabeth Warren talking about taking down Wall Street to investigating day traders for GameStop? Is that why you did a little flippity-floppity while we're talking about special interest dark forces?
Who shakes their fist like that that's not Inspector Gadget's archenemy?
Someone with osteoporosis.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Shakes it like,
Someone with osteoporosis and a couple of very expensive deep freezers.
And fibromyalgia, whatever that is. The made-up disease for people like her.
This should be that we don't care about democracy, Bill. We're willing to do anything.
I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia until I found out what it actually was, the Ehlers-Danlos. They're like, you're just really? In a lot of pain. It's fibromyalgia. I'm like, that sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, it's a lie. Really? They're like, look, we just need a reason to get you Vicodin.
It is a thing, but it's often an umbrella for we don't know what's wrong with
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah, that's
like
that's
someone
true.
Will end up having arthritis or something. Sorry, I'm sorry. It's I interrupted like, your history lesson.
No, it's just having it's restless leg syndrome, Stephen.
Right.
Be careful.
I got that.
Oh, Nick DiPaolo has a great bit on that. Nick DiPaolo.
Oh, I bet.
I'm seeing drugs now when I watch TV for everything. Restless leg syndrome? Do you shake your leg a little bit at night? Here, we got a fucking pill for you. What's wrong with...
My grandmother, by the way, she was the one who watched it and like, yes, I do. Oh my gosh.
You have
the next morning,
leg.
You're hearing about it, right?
Let's stop it, because there are going to be a bunch of angry females in the comments section who can't
grandma.
Take a joke.
Absolutely.
Oh, no. I think it's real for women.
Hey, Stephen, I have a breaking update for you from
really?
The CDC.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So actually, it turns out you'll need two shots in order for them to work.
Really?
To work. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We need two shots for jab. All the vaccines.
We need two shots. Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll be.
Yeah, I'm not going to go around that kid till you hurt him.
Well, I'll be damned if we don't reach. All right, I'll be right back. Angela.
It worked, Spartan armor. I blocked it.
That one's deep.
Okay, I'm coming back. All right.
Yeah.
I made it back in time. This is where we have a very few sponsors here at the show, because most sponsors drop out very quickly. I wonder why.
It is true.
Spartan they can't handle armor. Sales generated.
This is what I was wearing, their flexible vest there when I was at the Lansing in Michigan. So, you know, some people say, hey, I trust this sponsor with my life. I've actually done that.
Literally.
For real?
Yeah.
The only thing you can do was read the label where it said, please tuck in your shirt if you're wearing
right,
this.
Right, I know.
Didn't do that part.
Yeah, that's in the don't look like an asshole clause. So listen, anyone who, I think, what is it, SpartanArmorSystems.com. You use the promo code Crowder to get 10% off. The thing about Spartan Armor, there are a lot of vests out there. These are ones that you can wear if you want to wear it under clothes, or you can have a bigger one, like if you want to wear something tactical when you go out hunting, just keep yourself safe. But they're actually NIJ certified. This is something that's really important, kind of like with supplements, where a lot of people say, purity tested. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's powdered sugar and whatever scrapings we could find off the old tobacco floor. We have no idea. If they're actually certified, and that means they have to meet certain strict requirements, so it actually works. So you know that if you're going to get shot, and God forbid that happens, just if you don't want to be shot, just go, I guess, near the Capitol, because no guns are found there at all.
Not at all.
Yeah. Aside from the police officers. But listen, joke. How do I dig myself out of this one?
They're on your
watching.
Side.
But
Good
it
luck.
Is something that I recommend. Some people are like, why would you need a tap? This is one thing I don't understand, why leftists want to ban body armor. It's like, yeah. it's not a weapon.
It's 100% it is
purely
defense.
Defensive.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. So I've got a lot of them. And this is their heavy duty one that's like up to
range. Yeah, yeah.
The things that are, they're like 44 Magnum proof, they weigh nothing.
Yeah, the one you super gave light. Me during the election stream that I had over there, was it felt like just a t-shirt, basically, yeah. that I was putting on. So,
well,
it was nice.
Yeah, because I did give you a t-shirt. Yeah,
but, wait a minute.
Yeah. And then I also gave someone your address and your seating position.
Why would you tell me chart. That I had armor?
Well, do the math. I'm sure you can figure it out.
That's fine.
Do we have another clip?
We do.
Okay. This is Nikema Williams saying that Americans' right to vote is under constant assault and that H.R. 1, I just hate these names.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That it's going to remedy that. Let's roll the clip.
As we saw in the 2020 election and in the 2021 runoff election, Georgians are not afraid to fight daily for what so many take for granted in this country, including the right to vote. But the sad part is, y'all, we shouldn't
y'all.
Have
to. They wrote y'all in the speech.
No one should be subjected to the daily threats of their rights being taken away. H.R. 1, the For the People Act, will put a stop to the voter suppression that we're seeing being debated right now in Georgia by taking an aim at the institutional barriers to voting.
I want to see that prep where she's reading her speech. Y'all, no one's going to buy this.
Actually, I think she was reading it. She's like, I think we need a y'all in here. I need to sound like I am one of the people.
Can we reference hot
Come
sauce?
Come on, y'all.
Maybe I can have a hot sauce bottle right here to make sure that people know that I'm more urban.
And by the way, would the microphone be purse. Like right here? Yeah, can somebody give me something to...
Yeah, I really... I want to go for the cousin it look. By the... And just the hair and the mask, you can't see, okay? Everyone wants to turn it into something.
You dug yourself in another hole.
No, I didn't dig myself in any hole. I don't give a shit anymore. People want to ban me. Like, is that racial? Yeah, because we all knew cousin it's race, you rube.
I think it was white, judging on the Adams family bloodline.
Yes,
well, that's
exactly.
true. And the blonde, what?
Very white.
Brown yeah. hair?
Translucent.
But yes. a black heart.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Oh, there you go.
Positively opaque.
You have to have one.
I think it was a boy under
and
there.
And yeah, either cousin it was white, or that was one hell of a deep perm job.
Oh. Joe Biden's calling for cousin it to visit the White House.
Right, yeah.
I want to meet it.
It's just nothing but hair.
Tell it to prep with using that that Pert Plus I love.
Let me meet that hand that ain't attached to nothing.
Pert Plus for kids is my favorite. No more tears.
That's my motto.
At least not from the shampoo.
This is one thing too. Let me be really clear. Every single law-abiding citizen in the United States right now currently has the right to vote. Let's just be clear. There doesn't need to be a new law put into place. I know you think they want you to think you have to read between the lines. No. Every law-abiding citizen can vote today. What they want is for convicted felons, violent felons, to also be able to vote.
All of them.
That's the issue, and I just want you to be informed that you don't run a search, right? Like, should convicted felons be able to vote? And God forbid Reuters and CNN pops up.
And by the way, if they really wanted this, talking about the mail-in balloting, going back to that, if they really wanted every single person's vote to count, they would never push for mail-in balloting, because in the 2008 election, I think there was like 35 million that were sent out and only 27 million that came back. That's 10 to 20% of people's votes that they wanted to cast that were disenfranchised for all kinds of reasons, right? Some of them got lost. Some of them, 800,000 alone, were rejected because they didn't have the proper signature on them.
And I just I don't have this here, but I just read an interesting article. I think it was yesterday with someone from, it was some kind of Democratic pollster, someone who worked in the Obama administration or as some kind of an advisor in 2012. The demographics are really changing in the Democratic Party because it's controlled typically by privileged white women. And I will say this, especially when you have people out there who go, oh, why are you being a cuck because you think that Republicans can include black people? Well, I guess then... go ahead and use that term. I'm fine with
Whatever.
It. I don't know about you, but I feel like there's less of a cultural divide right now. For example, if you were to go into an area of, I don't know, like South Dallas or an area of Detroit with, you know, average black Americans at a church than I would at a hipster coffee shop. We share far more values. They don't, most black and Latino people, keep in mind that Democrats lost voters. They lost ground with black voters and with Latino voters,
Big
sometimes
time.
By double-digit margins, because they don't think... What do you mean? Do you think I can't get ID? What do you mean? You think that I don't know how to? Yeah. You think I don't know how to use? You think I don't know how to use a voting machine? What do you mean? You're saying that? Why are you saying this? Why are you talking down to me? What do you mean? You think because I'm a minority, you think that you lump us all in together and we want 55-year-olds playing college women's basketball? Why would you think that? Because of melanin? I seriously feel like black people in America right now have more in common. Yep. They're voting more conservative. Yeah. They're more conservative on issues. So are Latino Americans, certainly, than the Democratic Party going very, very far left. And I feel less out of place.
Yeah. And by the way, they finally had a president that told them, you are just as capable as anybody else. Yeah.
Right.
Finally, the truth came to them.
Actual
and they were like, you're right. I am capable.
I actually don't think I've ever met in real life a black man who hated Donald Trump.
Yeah, me either.
Every single black man who I've met. Well, yeah, you said that you have one side of your family.
Oh, I've met a couple, yeah. I'm not going to pretend.
They're there.
No, I'm not pretending. I mean, very, very few. No, I met them I voted for Hillary, but they weren't. Listen, black people weren't getting enthusiastic about Hillary or Joe Biden. But all of them, even if they didn't necessarily like Trump, they didn't hate him the way rich white bitches do. They were like, you know, sometimes I like that he says what's on his mind. I mean, it's fucked up, but I like it.
Well, yeah, they had like a rally against the police in Plymouth, Michigan, where it's just like a high-end white area, so it's just moms wearing like Lululemons.
Yes.
And they're just like, we're going to need the police for protection for this anti-police rally.
Oh, there's a surprise. Think about it for
Margarita's
a second.
After.
Black people actually want at least as much of a police presence as there is now, or more.
Yeah.
When you look at Latin Americans, what do we say? Latino immigrants? Brown people. Okay? Brown people, because they can come from, I don't know, Latinx.
All over the place.
I don't care. I'm not going to use your language. Mostly Mexicans, sometimes from Honduras and El Salvador if we haven't tightened up that border security. But my point is, these people here, they don't want mass illegal immigration.
No.
They don't want that.
No.
Mexicans didn't want the caravans traveling from El Salvador through there. Like, wait a minute. Your kind is not welcome. How can you tell my kind from your kind? We know, okay?
And no black people want left-wing hippies moving into their neighborhood and making an urban farm.
No, exactly.
Like, well, can I turn your crack house into a farm? And you're like, this isn't a crack house.
This is my house.
I live here.
The drug lords in Detroit were like, yes, please come in with your money and cars. We will...
It always, when
I do a bit
people.
About that when you see him get stabbed on the news.
It's like
they took all my plums.
Yeah. All of a sudden, in Detroit, there's an epidemic of hipstery.
Yeah. Weird. Maybe don't go into a neighborhood where people want to buy drugs and not.
Gentrification. Gig is like, book a ticket.
You know what black Americans need? Single origin coffee shop.
Yeah, they really do.
That's what they need. And no voter ID. What the
fuck? You've never had coffee like this.
By the way, I think in this bill, too, they've actually made a push for equality in air travel, because you have to have an ID to get on a plane. Also, equality.
Is that where Kevin Smith gets three seats?
Pretty much, right. Equality in renting or checking out a book from a library, because you have to have an ID for that as well. I don't see them making the push in these areas. It's only in something that they think will benefit them.
Yeah.
Why would they do that? Why would they only push in this when traveling is a big thing? You have to be able to get on a plane, right?
Yeah. Last time anyone's walked into a public library, there was that bent back paperclip telling you misspelled rhinoceros.
I know, right? It's like, no, I don't want to ask Jeeves. Not again.
Oh, web crawler.
I miss Jeeves. Web crawler. Jeeves is a good man.
Netscape
Jeeves
navigator. Cool. And by the way, this is something that's really important to remember. Because while they're talking about this mass mail-in voting, we know, again, these Democrats before this election, you can look at the representatives talking about how the biggest threat to our democracy was insecure elections. And then we don't talk about that. Once there are fraudulent votes, or once there are, not even fraudulent, illegitimate votes cast. Let's just say it's a clerical error, but either way, someone is voting who doesn't exist, or the address doesn't exist, or someone else filled out a ballot. We know that that happens, okay? Once that happens, keep in mind, according straight from the horse's mouth, there is no process to remedy it.
Not aware of a law that would allow us to do what you're asking. You're asking us to cancel someone's vote who's already voted?
I'm asking you to remove a vote from someone who couldn't possibly have voted.
Yeah, I'm not aware of a law that would allow us to take that sort of action, but...
Thank you. That's exactly my issue, along with these thousands of other votes on the rolls. I appreciate your time. Dan, thank you. I hope that you go and visit that address. Appreciate it. You have a good day. Drive safe. It's careful. Don't talk on your phone and text. Now, don't let his lisp fool you. That man is bone-chillingly scary. That is terrifying to actually think about. That there's nothing you can do. Yeah. It's just, whoopsie.
Yeah. No remedy.
A few states. I don't know what, as the French say. This is remarkable to me. And by the way, hey, we do have to get going. We're going to be doing some impressions, by the way. We're doing some improv here on Mug Club. We also have some other stories to hit before we come back next week. And of course, Dave Landau is going to be here permanently in rotation. Yes. In third chair. He'll be in Omaha, Nebraska. Go show him you love him. And in the comment section, just show Dave some love. Let us know if you're happy or if we should immediately fire him because we have a two-week out clause. So, YouTube, thank you so much for very little. Right now, it's time for us to go to our family on YouTube.